Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Dalet. We're learning today for a number of people. Lil Nishmas Andre Haino, Reb Chaim Yisrael, Ben Reb Yosef HaKohen, Rose Rosenberg, Etta Risha Bas Moshe, Seymour Hammer, Shalom Yosef Reb Chaim, Moshe David, and Sadie Zimmelman, Shaina Bluma Bas Reb Avram Michal. All the Shalom's we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up on the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha Sha'omra, if a woman tells her Shaliach, Hiskabel li giti, go and accept for me the get. So the get is then taken by the Shaliach, and the Shaliach has accepted the get on her behalf. But now she wants to prove that she's a divorced woman. She doesn't have the get. So Tzricha Shtei Kite Id Edim. She'll need to have two sets of witnesses. One, Shnayim Sha'omrim Bifanenu Omra. Two witnesses will attest that she asked this person to be the Shaliach LeKabbalah on her behalf. And then she'll need another two, Shnayim Sha'omrim Bifanenu Kibel Vikara. And two are witnesses to say that the Shaliach, he in fact received the get and then it was ripped up. We'll see in the Gemara, it was ripped up because in those days the Goyim didn't allow us to have a getin, and therefore it would be a tremendous, dangerous thing to have a get in your possession, so they would rip it up as soon as it was given, so the get was chal, but then they would rip it up so that the Goyim wouldn't persecute and hurt and torture and kill them, so therefore they had to rip up the get. In any event, she'll need two sets of witnesses, one to say that the Kabbalah in fact was authorized, and number two to say that the Kabbalah actually occurred, and therefore, even though the get is ripped up, she'll have proof through the Edim that she's a divorced woman. And the Mishnah then tells us these two sets of witnesses don't have to be two different sets of people. They could be the same set of people. Afilu heino rishonim, heino achronim. It could be Reuven and Shimon could be the witnesses that she authorized the shliach to be her shliach lekabbalah. And Reuven and Shimon, those same two people, could be the ones who saw that the shliach accepted the get on her behalf from the husband. That's perfectly fine. We turn to Samach Dalet with Aleph. And it could even be a combination. So, O Echad bin Rishonim, V'Echad bin Achronim, Reuven could have been one of the witnesses to the Kabbalah, and Shimon could have been one of the witnesses to the actual receiving by the Shaliach of the get from the husband. And then you could have one person, V'Echad Mitztarf Imon, and then you could have Levi that was combining with Reuven, and Levi also combined with Shimon. That is also perfectly good. That's what the Mishnah tells us. The Gemara begins and says, Itmar, we learn the following machlokis. Baal omer lepikadon vishalish omer legerishin. What happens if you have the case where the husband, the Baal, so he says that I gave the shaliach, this third person, the shalish, we'll call him, the get, not to give to the wife, but as a pikadon, just to hold on to it. I didn't want to make sure that it doesn't get lost. So, as Rashi points out, get shenosam biyad shlish baal omer lipikadon esativ biyodcha. I gave it to you just to hold on to it for me. I didn't want to get it lost. And the shlish says, no, you in fact gave it to me. You shlish omer legerishin esativ. No, you gave this to me to go and divorce your wife. You knew that I was assigned by her to be the shaliach lekabbalah. She's a shlucha lekabbalah. Then is gausha be kabbalah si. And when I got it from you, she now was divorced. Rashi points out an interesting additional fact that both of them have to be in the city, because otherwise the argument that why did he give it over to the shlish, if he was giving it, he should have given it to the woman, well, that's assuming that they're both in the same city. So we'll see in the Gemara why Rashi had to add over here, Isha Yachad Ba'ir. In any event, so this is the case. The Baal, the husband, says, I gave it over to the shlish, but not to accept it on her behalf. I only gave it to him to hold as a pikadon. And the shlish says, no, you gave it to me. I was her shaliach lekabbalah, and you gave it to me to go and be megarish your wife. So who mean Emon? So the answer in the base of that is who should be listened to? Who should we believe, the husband or the shlish? So Rav Huna Amar Baal Nemon, Rav Chista Amar Shlish Nemon. Each of them says the different one should be believed. So Rav Huna says that the husband is believed, and Rav Chista says that the shlish is believed. Why? So Rav Huna Amar Baal Nemon, Rav Huna says the husband is believed because Dim Isa, the legerishin, Yahave Niale, if it was for the purpose of gerishin that the husband had given it to the shaliach, why would he give it to the shliach if the wife is in the same city? That's why Rashi at the end, v'yishva yishu yachab ba'ir, so l'dida habi le'yov niyala, he should have given it to his wife. Why is he giving it to a shliach when the wife is there also? They're both in the same city, so instead of giving it to the shliach, he should have given it to the wife. Oh, from the fact Rav Huna says that he gave it to the shliach, clearly the shlish over here is serving just as a pikadon, to keep safeguard it, to keep it for him, while, you know, he's afraid that somebody will come and take it from him, then he'll have to rewrite a new get. Rechista, on the other hand, says, no, Amar, Shlish Neman. The Shlish is believed. Why? Because the Ha Hemne, by definition, the Shlish is considered trustworthy by the husband. After all, the husband saying he gave it to him as a deposit, that means he thinks he's a trustworthy person. So, therefore, if the Shlish is felt to be a trustworthy person by the husband, so then let's trust the Shlish. And he says, no. It was given to him for the purposes of divorcing the wife, not as a pikadon. So then we believe the shlish. So this is machlokas in Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Masa Rav Yaba. Rav Yaba asked the following shaila on Rav Huna's idea that the husband is believed. Masa Rav Yaba hodas baldin kimei eidim domi. Normally we say that the baldin, his testimony is equal to 100 eidim. In other words, that even though 100 eidim may say something, lav dafka 100 eidim, that's just used as an expression of exaggeration. 2 eidim would be just as powerful as 100 eidim. But in any event, the 100 eidim would say something, but the Baal disagrees. So 100 eidim say that this is kosher. But the Baal says, no, I know it's not. So then, even though 100 eidim say it's kosher, for the Baal is accepted upon himself, the chaticha di surah, he's not allowed to eat it. Likewise, if the 100 eidim say, no, you don't owe the money, but he says, I do owe the money, so then he owes the money. So fine, Rabbi Abba tells us that the din is normally, the hodas, the Baal din, is kmei eidim dami. But he then adds, v'shalish nema mishnem. A shalish is believed more than the Baal din, and more than the eidim. So Kate said, what's the example of this? Zeh omer kach, v'zeh omer kach. For example, the litigant said, I gave it to the shlish as a pikadon, not to give to you. And the other litigant says, no, you gave it to the shlish in order to accept it on my behalf. So it's similar to the get situation. So what's the halacha over here? Ketzad, zeh omer kach, zeh omer kach, shlish nema. We asked the shlish. So clearly, this brisa says that you believe the shlish. So too. Kasha and Rav Huna, why are you saying you believe the Baal? You should follow Rav Chis's opinion that you should believe the shlish. So Gemara says, no. Rav Huna would answer, money is different. Shiny mama. Because this as Rashi says, shimachalu machal. Because you could say, okay, so fine, you can have the money, even though I disagree that you really deserve it, but you can have the money. Because shlish, neman, we believe the shlish in this situation, became the shaminu, since in fact the litigant did give the shlish the money. So Nitzrat said, so he does in fact believe him. He says, okay, whatever you say, I'll believe. I'll go along with it. Even though I say I gave it to you for a bikadon, if you misunderstood that and you said you got it as to pay off the debt, so fine, I'll accept your opinion because I believe you. Whatever you say, I agree to that beforehand. So with money, you can be Michael. He says, okay, listen, I do think it's really mine. I hadn't given it to you to give over to him, but gesundheit, if that's your understanding, that's fine. I can be moichel on the money. However, Rashi continues, abu b'milsa di surah, and b'yogel hamin. So the shlish can only be neman in regards to a monetary matter. But in terms of a get, if he says, no, I did not give the get, so even though you want to say we should leave the shlish, but the husband says, I didn't give it to her to divorce her. Therefore, how can the shlish go divorce her if the husband gave him authority to do so? So with money, he can be moichel. With isurin, with the get, he can't be moichel. Gemara says, but we have another brayse of Hatanya v'chein legitin. This other brayse says that we do believe the shlish even for gitin. Ah, this is definitely a kash and Rav Huna. Gemara says, no, gitin is a generic term. We use it in the vernacular to always mean a get of a woman. But gitin is a term for, as we mentioned many times, shtaros. So therefore, gite mamon. So this brayse is only telling us the same thing as the first brayse, that in regards to monetary matters, even Rav Huna would agree that we believe the shlish, because after all, the husband did believe him, so therefore he could be meichel, even if he disagrees, but he could be meichel. But not with Yisurim, not with gitin. We have another price of Tanya v'chein shtaros. We have another price that says shtaros. So if this price that says shtaros, mistama, the price that it said gitin, that meant gitin oshim, doesn't it? So one says, no, who said? Midei gabi hadadi tanya, where they all learned at the same time in the base medrash. So they said v'chein legitin and v'chein l'shtaros. No. So one time they learned the base medrash, they use the lashon v'chein legitin, meaning shtaros. Another time they learned the v'chein l'shtaros, they use the lashon of shtaros. But midei gabi hadadi tanya, they weren't learned together, and therefore you can't bring a raya. And in fact, Rav Huna says, no, I disagree in regards to gittin. I agree in regards to money, but I disagree in regards to gittin. Gemara continues, says, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'isha Sharma his kabel li gitti. If the woman said, go to the shliach, go and accept my get on my behalf. So we said, tzricho shtei chite edim. Eventually, she'll need two sets of witnesses, one to prove that she in fact asked him to be the shlich la-kabbalah, and then she'll need another set of witnesses to say that in fact, he actually was makabel to get from the husband on her behalf. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. What are the two sets of witnesses? Shnayim shomer fenenu amra. Two of them have to say that, yes, we saw her ask this shaliach to be her shaliach lekabbalah, and we need the two other set. It could be the same set as we mentioned in the Mishnah, but you need a set of witnesses. Ushtaim shomim b'fenenu kibel v'kara, that in fact the shaliach did accept the get from the husband on her behalf, and then they ripped it up. And we'll explain in a moment again, as I said, why we ripped it up. Nu v'amai, in this situation, if in fact we believe the shlish, so lehamni l'shlish. So this is a question on everybody. If we believe the shlish over here, so why do we need two witnesses? So the Gemara says, does she have the get in her hand to support what the shlish says? No, we don't have the get in her hand, and therefore the get was ripped up. And therefore, since we don't have a get, so we need to have shtei edim. And the shtei edim, because you're darish b'ari, you're required to edim, so that's why the shlish isn't believed in this situation. The Gemara says, okay, great. Tainach omra. That's true in regards to the two edim that you need to say that she assigned him, she authorized him to be your shlich kabbalah. However, kibel lamali, why don't we believe the shlish to say that he got it? After all, even though the get is ripped up, he has the ripped up get in his hand, so isn't that significant to add on to the fact that he claims that he did receive it from the husband? Why would you need edim for that? So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Rava, Hamani Rabbi Elazar, he, back to earlier in the Masechta, we had the famous locals of Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, as to Rav Meir holding Ede Chasim Akasi, the Edom who sign on it, they're the ones that effectuate the get. Of course, it has to be given to her, but they're the real power behind the get. And Rav Elazar's opinion was Ede Mesira Karte. Technically, you need the Araisa, so you don't need to sign it. We only said in the Durabanim, you go and sign it, so there shouldn't be problems in proving that the authentication of the get. However, mid the Araisa, Ede Mesira Karte, the Edom that give it over are the ones. So here, this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The fact that the get is in his hands is irrelevant. You need to prove that the get was in fact given over. Okay, Gemara says, fine, we understand that now, why you need the two sets of witnesses, but why did they rip up the get? Kara Lomali, why was the get ripped up? So Gemara says, Amar Yudah, Amar Rab, Nebuch, this was the time, Bishas Gzerishon, this was the time the grammar persecuting us, and they didn't allow us to do Kiddushin and Gerishin. So if you were found with a get, you were in a lot of trouble. So therefore, they have to rip it up to say that this wasn't a valid get, and that they're not making get. Okay. Well, continues in questions. Rav Huna's shita, Amar Rabba Umod Rav Huna, who said that we believe the husband, he however admitted the Amri I, that if the wife had said Lididi Amar Li Shlish, that the Shlish personally said to me, Diligerishin Yahavi Niyali, that the husband gave it to him in fact for the purposes of Gerishin and not for the purposes of the Pikado, so the Shlish tells her that, then she is believed to say that. And the Gemara is automatically very surprised at that. How could that possibly be? Mika midi, how could it be something? The shlish gufelo mehemon, vihi mehemna, that the shlish himself, if he were to say, I received this l'shem gerishin, where the husband says, no, it was l'shem pikadav, that we don't believe the shlish. And now that the woman says, well, the shlish told me that, we believe the woman? That doesn't make any sense. We don't believe the shlish, so why should we believe the woman saying that the shlish told her that? So Gemara says, you're right, that's not really what Rabbah said. Ella, Rabbah said as follows, E Omra, if the woman had said, Kamoi Didi Ligerishin Yavin Yeli, I was there at the time that my husband gave the get to my shaliach. I saw it. I was watching it. She was watching it from the window. He was downstairs. So she saw the husband give the get to the shlish. L'shem Gerishin. So if that's what she says, then Mehemna, then she's believed. Now, why? Why should she believe? The Shlish is not believed. Why should she believe? Because Migu di Boya Omra L'dida Yave Nia Leba. Because if she wished to, she had a better lie. If she was lying, we have the concept of Migu, that why lie with the worst lie when you had a better lie. So if she really wanted to lie, she should have said, the husband gave me the get. And therefore, she would be believed. If a woman says, Niskarashti, I'm a divorced woman. My husband gave me a get, so she's believed. So here, she could have lied and said, the husband gave her the get. So since she had a better lie, so therefore, Migu, she could have said this, so believe her when she says that yeah, she saw the shlish get the get from the husband, l'shem gerishin, and therefore she is believed because of the Migu. The shlish doesn't have a Migu, and therefore he's not believed. Next case. The Gemara tells us, Baal Omer l'gerishin, the husband gave the shlish the get, and he says this was l'gerishin. And the shlish says, yeah, it was l'gerishin. V'shlish Omer l'gerishin. However, the woman says, V'omeres, Nasali, the shlish gave it to me. However, V'ovat, but I no longer have it. It was lost. So what do we do in this case? Is she, in fact, divorced or not? So Rav Yochanan, says, Hevidavish be'erva. Hevidavish be'erva, pachos mishnayim. No, you need witnesses. If you don't have witnesses over here, even though the shlish says he gave it to L'shem Gerishin, and the woman says, I got it, L'shem Gerishin, however, since she didn't get it directly from the husband, but she got it from the shlish. So in this situation, you need the witnesses again to demonstrate the authenticity of this gerushin. It's a davar sheba erva, and you always need two witnesses when it comes to davar sheba erva. And more questions: this v'amai v'lemnei l'shlish. Why don't we leave the shlish? Same question that we asked before, and we give a similar answer. Mi konofe gito mitosi yodeid l'hamnei. The get's not there. If the get was there, so then we would believe the shlish. But in this situation, there's no valid get there. The get was ripped up, and therefore, we can't believe the shlish. Okay, Gemara says, well, let's believe the Baal. Lehemni le Baal, der Ruchiyah bar Oven, Amr Rav Yochanan. Ruchiyah bar Oven said the name of Rav Yochanan that a Baal shomer girashti is ishti neman. If a husband says, I divorced my wife, he doesn't have to have the get there. He says, I divorced my wife, since he has the koyach to divorce her right now. So believe him when he says that I divorced her yesterday or whenever. So therefore, why don't we believe the husband in this situation? So Gemara says, Mi kamar gerashti? Did the husband say he divorced her? No. All the husband can say with honesty is that he gave the get to the shlish. Now this shlish is over here, leholocha. And therefore, the woman isn't divorced right away. She's only divorced when she gets the get. And therefore, in this situation, the husband can't attest to the fact that he divorced his wife. All he can attest to is the fact that he gave it to the shlish, to the shliach leholocha, to go and divorce his wife. And he doesn't know, he can't guarantee that the shlish did it. Gemara says, why not? Why don't we say, why don't we say the famous rule that we can rely upon a shlich to do a shlichus? After all, if a person sends a shliach to go and find a shidduch for him, go and be mishadich for me, a woman. In other words, give kiddushin to a woman. And the shliach then dies, umeis shlucho, but he had enough time that he could have given the kiddushin to some girl. He just died, Nebuch, and didn't tell us which girl he gave it to. So Rabbi Yitzchak tells us in that situation, also b'chol hanashim shabolam, this person has to be concerned that he's in fact married, albeit he doesn't know who his wife is. And therefore, any girl that he would now give kiddushin to, you have to be concerned that maybe it's his wife's sister, his wife's mother-in-law, his wife's relatives. So yes, technically, there are some women in the world. When it says over here, also b'chol hanashim shabolam, it doesn't literally mean every single woman in the world. Technically, there could be a woman that doesn't have any relatives, that doesn't have any possibility that she could be an heir to him. Either she's the wife, so gezuntei, he's allowed to marry her, again, so to say, because he's really married to her, or there's no chance that she could be an heir to him. So yeah, there could be a possibility to some women. But since we don't know, in general, also b'chol hanashim shabolam. Why? Because chazaka shliach ose shlichuso. We do have a chazaka that shliach did his shlichus. So why don't we say in this situation that when the husband gave this get to the shliach laholacha, you can take it to the bank that the shliach laholacha did his shlichus and gave the get to the woman? We turn to Samach Dal Rami Beis for the answer. The Gemara says no. We only apply this rule shliach ose shlichuso hanimilu l'chumra in the case of did the shliach go and be makadish a woman? Yeah, we have to be choshesh l'chumra that yes he did, and we don't know which girl, and therefore you always have to be concerned that any woman that this guy now wants to go marry is in fact an erva to his wife, and he's also to marry her. So l'chumra we have to be concerned. However, abu l'kula here will be a kula to say that the woman is in fact a divorced woman and not an eishes ish. So lo, we can't say that shliach ose shlichuso only applies l'chumra, but not Lakula. Mark continues and says, why don't we believe the wife to say that she is divorced from that which Rav Hamnuna said? What did Rav Hamnuna say? Rav Hamnuna, if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, and she's believed, because no woman be so chutzpah to say in front of her husband that you in fact divorced me, if in fact he didn't divorce her. So in this situation, the woman is willing to say in front of her husband, you divorced me. So why don't we believe the woman in this situation? After all, we believe a woman normally when she says she's divorced if she says it in front of her husband. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Hamnuna's statement that we believe a woman if she says in front of her husband, she wouldn't be so chutzpahdik, is only hecha deleka deka misayla, when there is nobody there that says, like her, that you are in fact divorced. Because she wouldn't be so chutzpahdik to make this up on her own. But if she has somebody, such as the shlish, to say, yeah, you're a divorced woman, so then, aval hecha de misayla, so when there is somebody in supporting of what she's saying, so then, in fact, we have to be concerned, me'izo, a woman would be so chutzpahdik. She wouldn't be afraid to say this because she has somebody else agreeing with her. So once she has somebody else agreeing with her, we're concerned, or we have to be concerned that the woman would be chutzpahdik to say, even in front of her husband, that you divorced me. So Rav Hamnuna's statement only applies when there's nobody else that says that she's a divorced woman. So a woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and say she's divorced in front of her husband unless he in fact divorced her. But in the case where there is somebody such as the shlish supporting her, so then we have to be concerned that me'iza or me'iza, and therefore we can't believe the woman. And therefore, as Rav Yochanan had said, we do require in this situation to have eidim, because the davar shel erva requires shnei eidim. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, nara hamurasa, a girl was between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, who was Mikudesha, she was a Murasa. So in this situation, if the marriage isn't working out, and even before the Nisuin takes place, if the Nisuin takes place, so then she's a fully fledged married woman, and only she can accept the get on her own behalf. She's no longer in the Rishus of her father. But when she's an Arab Murasa, she's in the Rishus somewhat of her husband, she's still somewhat in the Rishus of her father. For example, in this week's Parsha, where we talk about in Matos, where we have all the dinim of Nidarim, so we had said that while she's an Arab Murasa, both the father and the husband have to go and be Matir her Nidarim. In any event, so this Naru Murasa, he, the Avia Mekablin Eskita, either she or her husband, not both, as in the case of the Nedarim, but either she can accept her own get, or her father can accept her get on her behalf. That's the Tanaka Mashita. Our Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Tanaka Yehuda says, Ein Shnei Yadayim Zolchos Kiachas. No, you can't have two hands, so to say, accepting the get for her, either the father or the girl. And since in this situation the father is still in the father's rishus, so only the father can accept the get for her, Elovia Makabal Ezgita Bilvad, only by himself. And if the husband of this Naru Murasa would give the get to the Naru Murasa, she would not yet be Mekudesha, so he has to give it to her father. That's Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, the Mishnah says an additional din, the Chosh Eni Yecholu Lishmor Ezgita, Eni Yecholu Liskarish. If a very young girl is allowed to be Mekudesha by her father, so even though she's a 2-year-old girl, the father can technically be Mekadesh her, accept Kedushin on her behalf to someone, so she's a very young child and she's technically married Midaraisa, and then the husband says, listen, this was a mistake and I want to divorce her. So if she's still so young that she can't be Mishameris as Gita, then even the father can't accept her get on her behalf at this point in time. Certainly she can't if she's so young that she doesn't know how to be Shomer as Gita. And the Gemara will define exactly what this means, Lishmor as Gita. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, what's the source of the machlokas of it between the Tanakama, who says that both the Nara Murasa herself and the father can accept a get, either one can accept the get, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the father can accept the get on her behalf when she's a Nara Murasa. But Michael Mifflin, what are they arguing about? So the Tanakama, the Chachamim, Rabbanim Sabre, Yoda Yiseirasa, Zochei Lo Rachmona. The Torah gave an additional hand, so to say, to this woman to go and accept her get. So there's two different ways to look at this. Either the hand of her father was already there, and now the Torah gave her an additional hand, or some suggest that she's the hand, and that the father is the additional hand, he's still entitled to it. Either way you look at it, there's an additional hand over here, the Tanakhama says, so both the father and the girl each separately has the right to go and accept the get. You don't need both together. Either one can accept the get on her behalf. Either she herself or her father can accept her get if she's an Arab Rasa. That's the Tanakhama, the Chachama's opinion. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he says, no. When the father is around and the father therefore can accept her get, so the father and only the father, Bilvad, is the one that can accept her get, and her hand is considered zilch in this situation if her father is alive. Okay. Where it says, we quote the Mishnah which says that if the woman is so young that she can't be shomeres her get, so then it's not a valid get even if the father accepts the get from the husband on her, the little katana's behalf. So, the Gemara says the following price, Tana Rabbanan, Kitana hayodas lishmor ezgita misgoreshes. If a Kitana, in fact, knows how to go and be shomer ezgita, so then she can be misgoreshes. However, v'she'eni yodas lishmor ezgita, then ain't a misgoreshes. If she isn't capable of safeguarding her get, so she can't be misgoreshes. Now, the Brisa then continues and says, "V'ezoi ketana yodas lishmor skita." What is the definition of a ketana that knows how to be shomeres skita? So, kol she mishameres skita v'dover acher. This is talking about a ketana that knows how to keep her, safeguard her get, and also something else v'dover acher. What does that mean? My kamer. What is the Brisa telling us? So, Rav Yochanan explains the Brisa as follows. This is what the Brisa means. Kol she mishameres dover acher machmas skita. Rav Yochanan says something which is a little bit hard to understand, but this is the habamin over here where Rav Yochanan says, and that is that she, if she loses the get, will go and designate something else to be the get. She understands, I need to have a get. So let's say she loses the get, so then she'll take one of her dolls and say, yeah, the doll now will be my get. So she understands the idea that she has to be shomeris this get, but she's still of a very young age that she doesn't understand the difference between the get and the doll, let's say. Shmura says, that doesn't make any sense. This understanding of Yochanan, that she's able to be replacing her get with something else, that doesn't make any sense. Maskel Rav Huna bar Menach. Rav Huna bar Menach says, Rav Yochanan, Hashota bi'almahi. In this situation, she's still a very young girl. She doesn't have das. As Rashi says, Bein l'cho mishalecha z'chozeres Yosef imena. The whole idea that if a young girl is so young that she doesn't understand about a get to be shomeres as gita, so her husband will divorce her, and then she'll come back that night. So she leaves at lunchtime, then she comes back at supper time because she doesn't understand that she's divorced. So if she doesn't understand the difference between a get and her dal, so then there's nobody that is less bar das than that. And therefore, the midlo ketoni mishtamer shtar acher. It doesn't say that she took another piece of paper and said, okay, this paper will substitute for the shtar of the get. I'll take another piece of paper, and that would already show a certain level of understanding. The cloud, the lav shtaru. So obviously, we didn't take a shtar here. She took her dal. Elamide the lo domile. So she took something that has nothing to do with the get. So she says, my dal is now my get. So that doesn't make any sense that she should be considered shomeres as gita in that situation. So we disregard what Yochanan said. El amar Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmei de Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika. So this Rav Huna bar Manoach said over the name of Rav Acha brei de Rav Ika. You know what is the definition of here? Kol she mavchenes ben gitu l'davar acher. She understands the difference between her get and something else. So she knows this is my dal and that's my get. This is a dal, that's another piece of paper. So if she understands the difference between the get and something else, so then she in fact is called Shomeris Esgita, and that girl is old enough that her father can then go accept Gerishin on her behalf. Gemara continues, says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Ravasi. Yehuda says, Amar Ravasi, Tsuror, if she picks up a pebble, this little girl, and Bizarko, she throws away, she says it's a worthless pebble. But she picks up a nut, Egos, and she says, oh, no, this is something worthwhile to have, because I can eat this nut. So then, Zocha Liatzmo, in general, not only dealing here with Gittin, here we're dealing with a child. Can they acquire an object or not? So the understanding of Rashi over here is midirabbanan. Others say it's even on a derice level, we'll learn something like Rashi. So this child in this situation who differentiates between a tsror and an egos understands the tsror is worthless and the egos is worth something. So then Zochliatzel can acquire this midirabbanan on his own behalf. They know Zochliacherim, but he can't acquire it for somebody else. As Rashi points out, im zika odom lechadero dovra ayde osu katan shemasa biyodo achevetz. If an adult, let's say Reuven, put in the child's hand something and says, I want you to acquire this on behalf of Shimon, who's also an adult. Go and acquire this on behalf of Ploni, on behalf of Shimon, lo zocha. In this situation, the child will not be able to acquire it, even though for himself, the child would acquire it. However, for somebody else, he can't acquire it. And therefore, the nafkamina would be, Rashi says, if Reuven says, you know what, I want to retract, I'm not giving it over to Shimon, even though he gave it to the katan to be zochel on behalf of Shimon, so the katan isn't zochel on behalf of Shimon, and he can retract. So, that's what reviewed the same name of Ravasi, that in this situation, zochel yatzvah means zochel chayim. However, if the child is a little bit even more mature, and you give him a chayfetz, you give the child a chayfetz with the understanding that you have to give it back. Umakziro liachashor. And he does give it back. He says, okay, you want to play with this, you can play with it for a while, but then you give it back to me. So, in that situation, this child, according to reviewed Amar Ravasi, can in fact be zocha not only for himself, zocha ben liatzlo, but also ben lecherim. In this situation, the child's reached this level of maturity, so then, if Reuven were to give the child something to be zocha on behalf of Shimon, he could be zocha on behalf of Shimon, and in fact, Reuven wouldn't be able to be choser, he wouldn't be able to be choser on his giving this matana, because the child already acquired it on behalf of Shimon. Now, that's what Yehuda said in Ravasi. However, Yehuda learned by a number of people. Yehuda first learned by Rav. He also learned by the great Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael, Ravami and Ravasi. And then he also learned by Shmuel. So when he told this over, Ki Amriti Kamei Shmuel, when he learned by Shmuel, and he told him over this memory from Ravasi, so Shmuel said, no, Amali, Shmuel, Yehuda said, that Shmuel told me, Da v'da achasi. No, there's the same din over here. Whether the katan is only of the age that Zorko of the Tzror and Notlo of the Egos, but he wouldn't be of the age of Chayfetz u'machziru li'achashah, so there's the same din for that as there is in the case of even if he's Chayfetz u'machziru li'achashah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said he was told by Shmuel. The question is, what does it mean it's the same din? Does it mean it's the same din that he can acquire it both situations for the third party, or in either situations could he acquire it for the third party? By da v'da achasi. So Amar Chis says about this, Echazeh v'echazeh, zoch liatzmo, meno zoch lecherem. What Shmuel said was that in both situations, even if you give him something and say he can play with it for a while, then you have to give it back to me. And he understands that. Nevertheless, even that maturity level is only zocha for himself, midirabbanan, zoch liatzmo, ven zoch lecherem. So Rashi understands it's all midirabbanan. Okay. Masa Rav Chinina Vardon. Rav Chinina, who came from a place called Vardon, so he said the following shaila on Rav Chista's understanding that we just gave, echod zeh v'echod zeh, zoch liatzim v'zoch lechem. He says, ketzad mishtatvim b'movoi. when you make a shita from avoyos, if you want everybody in the mavoi to be able to carry, so you have to have a physical wall around the entire mavoi, but that's not enough. So you have to have the physical eruv, but you also need to have then what we call the shita from avoyos. So all of the people in the mavoi are considered one unit because they have food together. So you put a box of matzahs, as we've always given the example, by one person, and you make the shita from avoya. Now, technically, everybody has to contribute one matzah to the box of matzahs, or somebody can have the whole box of matzahs and be mezaket on behalf of all the people in the shituf, in the mavui. Now, so what do? Ketzah mishtat mavui. How do you actually do this practically? You're not going to go around to every single house and say, I'm being mezaket on your behalf, I'm being mezaket on your behalf, or everybody give a matzah. So, meniyech es chavis, you put down the box of matzahs, or in this situation, they were talking about a barrel of wine. As Rashi says, as a chavis shoy yayin b'socha l'shitov, the stam shitov b'yayin. They often would make, instead of a box of matzahs, they would use a barrel of wine for a shitov mavoyos. Okay, in any event, so you have the barrel of wine, and the person who owns the barrel of wine says, Menichas a chavis for Omer, and he says, Harezu l'chol b'nei ha-mavoy, I'm being mezaket this on behalf of all the people in the mavoy, but it's in his possession, so he can't be mezaket himself. So, u'mezaket l'hem, he's mezaket to all the people in the mavoy, on his children who are above the age of Bar Mitzvah. So that's a simple understanding over here. And they are not in the support of their father. So the simple understanding is over here that they're totally separate entities, even though they're the son and the daughter, but they're totally separate entities. And they can be mezaka on behalf of all the people in the alley. Or alternatively, let's say he doesn't have an older son and daughter. So Ayidei Agdo Vishivchosu Ivrim, he has an Eved Ivri or Omoho Ivriya. So he can be, have them be mezaka on behalf of all the people in the Mavi. They're considered a separate hand. His Eved Kanani would not. So they couldn't be mezaka. But the Eved Ivri is a separate entity. It could be mezaka, or the Omoho Ivriya could be mezaka. Now, the more questions this and says, wait a second. The Eved Ivri could be an adult, so no problem. But the Omoho Ivriya, Hai Shivcho Hechi Domi, this Omoho Ivriya, how could she possibly be a gedola? Because either Asya Shtei Saros, if she was in fact 12 years old and had two pubic hairs, so then my boy Gabe, we know that that's one of the rules of an Omo Evria, that she goes free when she becomes a gedola. So therefore, obviously, we're talking about El Alav. Mustn't we be talking about the low Asish de Saros? She's a katana. She hasn't yet had two pubic hairs, and nevertheless, this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Erevin, tells us that Ketani Zohel Yachayim, she can go as a Ketana and be Mezaka on behalf of everybody else. Now, you just said, Rav Chisda, that a Ketan cannot be Zohel on behalf of everybody else. So this Mishnah in Erevin goes against your Shita, Rav Chisda. It's a Mishnah, and you're an Amora, you can't go against the Mishnah. Shmuel says, no, you can, because this is all Dirabbanan. Shita from Mavos is all Din Dirabbanan. Shiny Shitufei Mavos, Dirabbanan. So therefore, this is only a din dirabbanan. The rabbis were mekel. They said, hey, mamre, hey, mamre. They said, yeah, this is a sheet of avayis. Technically, me the rice, you're allowed to go carry there. So we said that on a dirabbanan level, you want to make a sheet of avayis. So then we're also modifying it and saying that, yes, a katana could go and be mezaka on behalf of everybody else. Hey, mamre, hey, mamre. And therefore, by a sheet of avayis, dirabbanan, we can be mekel. Amr Chista. Chista says, ishtik vardon. Now, this Rabbi Chinina Vardon didn't go any further. He didn't question this any further. He accepted the answer that Rav Chisda gave. Now, the Gemara says, "My havalele meimer." That implies that there was an answer that he could have given that Rabbi Chinina Vardon could have given. And what was that? So the Gemara says, "Maybe called the Tikkun Rabbanon and we turn to Samachayim and Aleph Kain Daraisa Tikkun." Maybe we could suggest that the pattern that the Chacham set up, the Dinam, the Rabbanan, follows the pattern of the Raisa. And if on a Raisa level, a Katan cannot be Mezaka, or Katana cannot be Mezaka, so then, even on a Rabbanan level, we shouldn't allow this to be. So therefore, why didn't Rav Chinina Vardon answer this answer? Shmuel says, because the Idach, Rav Chisda, would have said, no, when do we say, Ki Amrinun called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ki Daraisa Tikkun? When do the rabbis make their enactments to be like the enactments that are similar on a Daraisa level? So they make their enactments on a Rabbanan in a similar way. That's only B'milsa, the Islay, Ikub, and a Torah. Only when there is a din in the Torah that's like that, so that if the rabbis are making the Rabbanan, they'll pattern it after the din Daraisa. But in regards to a sheet of a voice, which has no basis in the Torah whatsoever, B'milsa, the last law, Ikub, and a Torah, there is no din of sheet of a voice or Eiv Chatzeris in the Torah. It's a total din derabbanan, so therefore, lo, the rabbis did in fact not make such a din. And therefore, they would not be misaking their din derabbanan patterned after the din deraisa when there really is no din deraisa to pattern it after. Okay, this is a good break point over here, although we're in the middle of a sugya, but the sugya keeps on going for a while. And I don't want to get all the way down to the Mishnah, so we'll stop over here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick this up tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.